为龙，你共进门到我身边，你不一见堂外的姑娘，再把那一堂的姑娘接到。
Victory. Victory is a time for great celebration, rejoicing, joy, because the oppressor has been defeated and the building of a new society can proceed. The goal for which so many have given their lives, the defeat of the invaders and overthrow of the old order has been achieved. Victory means peace and construction after so many years of war. The people welcome a just peace like the shore welcomes the sea. They celebrate their victory with all their hearts and minds.
Can you imagine how a prisoner tortured in Tu's U.S.-built prisons feels today? There were hundreds and thousands of patriotic and courageous children, women, and men in those torture chambers. Taking all of them together, can you imagine the feelings that swept through them as the prison doors were opened by the liberation of their land?
In his last testament, Ho Chi Minh wrote, "Our mountains, our rivers, our people will always be. The U.S. aggressors defeated, we will rebuild our land 10 times more beautiful."
Ho did not live to see the tremendous victory of the Vietnamese people over the U.S. Empire, but he knew the day was coming. In his prison poems, he wrote,
"The wheel of nature turns without pause. After the rain, good weather. In the wink of an eye, the universe throws off its muddy clothes. For 10,000 miles, the landscape spreads out like a beautiful brocade. Light breezes, smiling flowers. High in the trees, amidst the sparkling leaves, all the birds sing at once. People and animals rise up, reborn. What could be more natural? After sorrow comes joy."
The day of liberation arrives, the day of victory. Saigon becomes Ho Chi Minh City. On that day, Internews, which used to be called Asia Information Group and has played an important role in providing true and accurate information on Indochina, had this report from Jan Austin.
"The flag of the Provisional Revolutionary Government flew over Saigon today after the rapid takeover of the city by PRG forces at midday Saigon time. The city was reported quiet following the first effusive hours. People strolled in the streets and greeted soldiers of the PRG and North Vietnam with smiles and handshakes. There was scattered last-ditch resistance from a few Saigon troops, and periodic outbursts of gunfire were heard, but the takeover was essentially peaceful and bloodless. PRG radio called for civil servants to return to work and called on students and youth to participate in a demonstration with time and place to be announced later. A 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew was announced. PRG armor rolled into Saigon at about noon Saigon time. PRG flags had already begun to appear on the outskirts of the city. The first tanks entered the capital less than 2 hours after President Duan Van Minh went on the radio to call on Saigon troops to lay down their arms and announce plans to surrender to the PRG. Minh then returned to the presidential palace to await the victors. He watched as several tanks broke through the big main gate and a truckload of soldiers jumped out with a PRG flag. A dozen Soviet-made tanks flying the flags of North Vietnam and the PRG then entered the grounds, and NLF soldiers glided noiselessly into place around the palace. Groups of people in the streets applauded enthusiastically as the trucks rolled by. Minh left in a jeep with the soldiers, and PRG radio soon announced that they had accepted the surrender of the city. Within an hour, they had stationed guards about every 50 yards along the main streets in central Saigon. Jeep loads of troops rode up and down the streets flying the gold-starred red and blue flag of the PRG, as others walked along shaking hands with the people. A French correspondent reported that many Saigon citizens, some in ecstatic jubilation, greeted the liberation troops in the streets. Some waved brand new PRG flags and joined in the armored car parade. The scene was repeated throughout the city. At 1 p.m., Liberation Army troops moved through the streets with loudspeakers, saying the forces of the National Liberation Front have become masters of Saigon. Do not worry, you will be well treated. Another broadcast said that Saigon will be renamed Ho Chi Minh City in honor of the late President of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam. That was the name given to Saigon by the resistance forces in 1945, following the defeat of the Japanese in Vietnam after World War II. Even before PRG and North Vietnamese troops started pouring into the city, Saigon soldiers began rushing into houses to change their uniforms for civilian clothes. Some even stripped off their uniforms in the street and left their posts in their underclothes. The Associated Press was surprised to learn that a photographer who had worked with them had actually been a member of the PRG for years. The AP reported that the photographer came to their office with a PRG friend and two North Vietnamese Army sergeants and said, "I guarantee the safety of everybody here." The AP bureau chief served Coca-Cola and leftover cake. AP correspondent Peter Arnett reported that in 13 years of covering the Vietnam War, he never dreamed it would end the way it did. "I thought it might have ended with a political deal like in Laos," he said, "or even an Armageddon-type battle to the finish with the city left in ruins." But a total surrender followed a short 2 hours later with a cordial meeting in the AP office in Saigon with an armed and battle guard, North Vietnamese, and his aide, and over drinks and a pound cake at that. And a correspondent for the French news agency AFP reported that half an hour after the fall of Saigon, I strolled along one of the principal streets of the capital like a tourist and shook hands with dozens of smiling Viet Cong soldiers. Sandal-footed but armed with sophisticated Chinese AK-47 automatic rifles, the young soldiers were quickly surrounded by an enthusiastic crowd which had poured out of houses along the street. For 300 yards I went from group to group, crisscrossing the street, and never once met any animosity. Some clearly were not expecting anything like it, but slowly the timid, hesitant smiles broke into broad grins.